nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, your hosts, Jason Ludlow and Trevor Nelson, riff on another way to make sure you are being as efficient as possible when it comes to raising more money for your organization. Let's get right into it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode. Jason and Trevor here with HGA Fundraising. Thanks so much for joining us. Jason, I wanted to get you going because I know you have plenty to share about this topic, but a really cool one is your, and fill in the blank, event planner, consultant that you're working with, auctioneer, your board even, do they have your best interest in mind when it comes to planning your event and raising money? And tell us a little bit more about what we're trying to, the point we're trying to get across, Jason.
Well, and this is not directed at any one person. This could be really anybody in that, but somebody popped off here a while back and it was an auctioneer and they, and this has been a while back, but the auctioneer said, well, I don't believe in consignment. Now I'm not here to push consignment, but when somebody makes a blanket statement like that, well, yeah, I don't believe in this. What do you believe in? Do you believe in raising money? Because every nonprofit is different. Every nonprofit has a different situation. Every nonprofit is set up there. You know, I talked to a friend of mine. She just recently retired. She's actually, I'm going to get her on the podcast.
All right, cool.
She ran a very large nonprofit, raised a lot of money, and underneath her were 47 other nonprofits that they raised money for. And, you know, we were talking about that, and she said, you've got almost 47 different flavors within that, how they operate and how they run. And I think that's the thing that as nonprofit, as fundraising professionals, we have to meet them where they're at.
Yeah. And there isn't a one size fits all approach.
There's not. And you know, it's like saying, well, I don't believe in doing live auctions because I think there's, you can make plenty of money in the fund need. Absolutely. If it's the right fit.
Make plenty of money in both.
You know, I mean, yeah, but there are situations, but if the biggest giver you've got in the room is a $2,500 giver, how are you going to get everybody in that? If that's the high,
sure,
you got to have something that's going to stimulate people to get moving and doing. And I guess, and I don't want to just be stuck on that. I mean, on anything.
We don't believe in consignment. We don't believe in the fund to need. Like there's all these different examples, right?
And it gets really frustrating because, you know, I get these calls from somebody and they're talking to me about it. And, you know, I'm talking to some executive director, director of development. Well, you know, our auctioneer said this, or they really don't like to do that. And they think that this isn't a good idea. And well, we're really struggling to pick up items, but they said, yeah, we don't need to use consignment. And I'm like, well, are they going out and getting the stuff for you?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you got a nonprofit out here that the director development and the executive director are all rolled up into one. You got, you know, 7-8 people on the board. They're doing the best they can, but the committee maybe didn't pull everything together, but they still got to raise $100,000.
Where are these beliefs coming from? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the agenda?
Well, I think sometimes what it is that becomes their identity.
And they don't want to be wrong.
Well, it's no different than, you know, somebody who says that, you know, an auctioneer is known because they wear a sparkly jacket or they wear this funny little bow tie or, you know, they've got something that they do. It sounds like I'm beating up on auctioneers, and I'm not. Because I get part of that is a great thing. And part of that is, you know, how they do it. But you can't let a mindset become your whole shtick of what you're going to do. You got to be able to pivot, move, change.
Be creative.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, we think rigidity is a really, really horrible character trait. I feel very strongly about this in life, but also in business. And we definitely think rigidity is going to stop you from raising money, right? And not being flexible and be willing to try things and be willing to change and be creative, right? All those things, you know, all of those traits are wonderful traits to raising money. Rigidity is not, as a matter of fact.
Well, if you've got an all volunteer organization, let's just say there's an organization, it's all volunteer driven. They all have real jobs. They've got other stuff to do. So, you know, maybe they're not professional fundraisers. And so when it comes time to do those things, they need help and they need, you've got to tailor your help. So I guess what I'm saying to anybody listening, have that conversation about, you know, whenever they say, well, I don't believe in this. And well, what do you believe in? You know, I'm talking about fundraising strategies because it's all the above. We want to be equal opportunity receivers.
Correct.
And depending upon what your nonprofit is doing, what your mission is, what your goal is, you know, obviously consignment is not right for every event. obviously a live auction is not right for every event. I've been a part of those organizations where we've done things like that. But if you don't have somebody that's going to donate a jet and donate your
a vacation home,
and you know, you put this great thing together, and then you've got somebody in the room that can go and buy that and spend the money on it, you're kind of
you're leaving money on the table.
You're leaving a massive amount of money on the table.
Yeah.
And again, this isn't a deal to push consignment, but it's a deal to say
we're using as an example.
Yeah, but it's an example of that.
Countless times we've heard people on committee say, oh, we're just not going to have international travel in the event, even though we want to have a live auction, silent auction, all these things. Yeah. We don't want to have international travel because I lost my suitcase in France once, or I read something in USA Today about Mexico. You know, we're saying, okay, point taken, got it. You have to listen to people and value their opinions. And we totally get that. However, is that going to get in the way of you raising money?
I'm going to give you a quick fix. So we had somebody who they said, well, I've got a board member that really doesn't think we should do international travel and we need to do something local.
Yes.
And I said, okay, here's how you fix that. So you ask the board member, what are you willing to buy? What are you going to buy? What are you willing, you know, and you got to do this respectfully, but hey, Trevor, hey, I understand that. So tell me what it is. What can we go get put together that you would be willing to pay a significant amount for that would help fund our mission?
That's not a bad question.
Something local that you'd be willing to do. You got to get people, because people just outland do stuff. Well, I'm seeing stuff going off in Europe and I just don't know that we should have anything over there. Well, we can tell you from personal experience, there's no hesitation on people buying international.
No,
there is
or booking.
Zero.
Yeah, we're seeing on both
sides. We've sold more international trips than we ever have. We're booking those trips right now
for 2023 in tremendous amounts. Yes.
And it is an incredible opportunity because, you know, it's back to the whole thing. People don't want stuff. And again, you know, a lot of times you get people who are out here telling you what you should and shouldn't do, but they're not the one doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this and you're frustrated and you've been beating your head against the wall because you can't get anybody to come on board, the way you could turn around that around is to say, okay, you know, I understand, Trevor, that you don't want to go international and you think we ought to do something here local. So what would that look like to you? What would be something that you and your wife would want to raise your hand and bid a significant amount? Because I'm asking that, you know, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, in my experience, what happens is well, I'm not really talking about us. You know, we're not traveling. We've committed, you know, we're going to make a gift. And that's great.
Yeah.
Or they say, well, we just think we need to focus on fund the need and we don't need to buy any trips. Okay. How much are you going to come up, you know, do that? And then what we're going to do, if we're going to do that before we make that commitment to just go with a fund the need. And again, I've been a part of these organizations where we've done this and helped organizations do this. I need your commitment that you're going to go out and obtain 50% of the goal prior to the night of the event.
Yep.
You know, if you've got to raise $100,000 in the fund to need,
here we go.
Then you need to go have 50 of it in your pocket, you know, in the bank before you ever show up. And what I mean by banked is committed, those commitments. Mm-hmm. You should be doing that anyway. But I just think that a lot of these folks, they get in the nonprofit world, they get an identity and they take that because for them, it's the way that they can get more business. They can get more contracts. They can get into more events. And so, you know, are they really doing this for your benefit as the nonprofit professional for your mission? Or are they doing it just because that's what they think they need to do?
And they want to be right.
And that may be the reason that you hired somebody.
Sure.
You may have hired somebody, but if you're looking at, you're coming up and you're 60 days away from your event and you need to make some pivots and do some things, you need to get with them and have a heart to heart and say, okay, here we are. Now, what do we do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once again, not a one size fits all, right? This is not a one size fits all. Fundraising is not that. It's the antithesis of that, as a matter of fact.
And if there's any nonprofit professionals listening to this, and I know there always are, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not. It is not about you. And as soon as you turn this around and you start making it about the client, making it about the nonprofit, your business, you're going to have plenty of business because everybody that we know that we deal with on a daily basis, they are turning events away because they cannot do enough. And the one thing that they do, they all have this thing, this one thing. And I'm talking about, it doesn't matter whether they're the a champion bid caller, whether they're self-taught, you know, they more talk through this, they put a show on. Without a question, the one thing that they have in common is that they put the nonprofit's mission and the amount of money they need to raise first. It is all about that. They are sold out to that, and you know it. I mean, I could start naming people off who we talk to and deal with on a regular basis. And I'm not talking about because they, we just know them in the industry because our clients are using them and we're talking to them. And that's the thing they have in common. The ones that are struggling are the ones that have some identity that they've created and they think that's where they've got to hang their hat on.
They're big on titles. And they're big on titles. Yeah.
You know, I wear a rhinestone.
It's not about you. Signature. It's not about you.
Fine. All that's fine because there is a
part of the show. I get it.
There is part of the show.
Yep.
But it is all about the nonprofit and keeping it focused. And we practice this on a daily basis. I mean this when I say it. We literally had somebody email me just a little bit ago, and I don't think they used any of our stuff in their event.
No.
Did they? No, and they didn't use any of our stuff.
That was really cool feedback, though.
He gave us a great compliment and said, you know, we just had a record year. We just did these things. And he said, you know, I just give you guys a lot of credit because of all the stuff we're providing. And that's all we want.
Yep. Yep.
He didn't even have anything in his event of ours. Yep. And that's great. That's fine. We're not here trying to do this. But I just.
Hey, I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Yeah. Just finished our gala on Saturday, which grossed the most we have ever done and had over 750 attendees there. I cannot thank you both enough for what we have taken from your weekly webinars and put into practice. And yeah, I don't think he used any of our products, as a matter of fact, but I'm really okay with that because he's a friend and I think it's fantastic. And
yeah,
you know, at the end of the day, Jason, we talk about this. Okay. There's a lot of overarching themes that bleed from one episode to the next. If you really need to be happy for other people's success, right? Even if there's no gain, that you have to get into a mindset where you're happy for other people's success. And by doing that, it means it's not about you, right?
And our whole deal is our mission statement is to help nonprofits raise more money. That's it.
Doesn't matter. Yep.
We don't have anything in our mission about selling more trips, doing more, having more software.
Yeah.
That's all great. And we do want to do, that's how we make our living.
We're in business. Yep.
That's what funds what we're able to do here, but that's our mission. And so I'm not here saying this to do it on myself or Trevor,
but it's
or
a decent our example. Team,
but it's an example of that. And so, you know, for all you nonprofit professionals that are out there working for these nonprofits, keep their mission first and foremost for that.
Once you buy in, about you. Once you buy into that belief system, I'll
so
tell
many
you what,
things
I'll
can
tell you
happen.
What, it gets really good. I'm telling
we
you,
we know
what, it's really,
there's
really
a,
good.
There's a guy, he's so sold out to the mission. He did it out of his own pocket. He hired a mariachi band and went and bought a bunch of really high nice tequila. And because it was kind of a
themed event,
Latin themed event.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time somebody bought something in the live auction, they delivered a bottle of this prime tequila to the table. And that's just, he did it because he's so sold out to the mission to help them raise money. He wants them to win. And, you know, and I'm going to come back now. I want to just say, most people that are in the nonprofit, this nonprofit world, that's how they are. Most
of
the professionals that are working to do this, that's what they're looking for.
Yep.
They're looking for you to do it,
yep,
to make more money. They want you to raise a lot of money to do well.
Yep.
And, you know, so I'm sounds like I'm just ranting, but I had
that's
to
okay. Wait, you needed to. That's what this is for. I hope everyone got a lot out of that. As a matter of fact, I know I did, Jay. And yeah, it needed to be said, and we'll keep talking about it. That's for sure. So,
yeah, and I mean, and if Jason at hgfundraising.com, Trevor at hgfundraising.com,
any questions,
if you've got a difference of opinion or you think I'm too much, tell us. Put
it
in the comments.
You're just right. I actually think you're just right.
Yeah. Put it in the comments and we'd love to hear your feedback. So anyway,
thanks everybody.
All right.
Yeah. See appreciate you, brother. That was fantastic. Thank you.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.